Talk Radio.
Yo, what's going on? This was put together last second, so just bear with me here. I literally sat down, created the episode in about 2 minutes, and we're on. Just kind of felt like it. So, yeah, so welcome. If anyone is out there listening, this is New World Order. Actually, that was the old name. This is Eve of War Radio. My bad. I'm not even stoned yet, but I'm about to be. Excuse me. Let's see what intro song I have here. Oh, that's nice. Have that just playing in the background a little bit here. While we kind of get the show going here. Like I said, I kind of you know, we're back in the bowl up right now, and we'll see what happens. I was watching SportsCenter tonight, and I was just thinking, it's so pathetic how these guys still to this day try to come up with those like stupid taglines when they're doing the top 10 or whatever. I actually recorded it tonight. I wanted to record the audio. Like, I just didn't do that. And it was the whole hour. One of the guys tried to do press open, which was so awful. I thought he was hilarious. It's like just report. Just report on the sports. Just commentate. Just, you know, analyze whatever the fuck. But they're not comedians, so don't try to be. It really has gotten to the point where I can't even watch it. So frustrating. Maybe a little bit like what people think they're hearing right now. But I don't care. I'm not gonna pay for this, but I can be stupid as I want. But those assholes, they get paid. I don't know what the fuck they're from. Right now, the weed that I'm smoking is called Sticky Icky Wicky Weed. No, I'm just kidding. I just think it's funny. When I grew up, it was just generally like opium. Maybe once in a while you hear Purple Haze. For the most part, it was, yeah, I like weed. And it would be like, you want really good, good, or okay. And I'd be trying to compare it. And you would just say, whatever you wanted. Nowadays, oh, and Maui Wowie, that's what I'm talking about. You know, now he got your sour and deep, and your purple jelly, and your fucking, I don't know, just stupid cupcake madness. Like, I don't fucking care about this call. I just want to smoke it, yeah. I don't need a fucking name. When I come over to pick up some shit, don't ask me if I want the blue mountain ocean breeze or the fucking preach. Like, what are you talking about? Give me some goddamn fucking peace. Give a fuck what it's called. Fucking Mike Ryan. Anyway, if anyone's listening and you want to fucking say what's up, you can call in at 845-277-9223. So, feel free if you want to. So the music stopped and I felt like my brain stopped. You know what we're going to do? We're going to look at something. Have you ever heard of weird laws? I think that's what they call it. Or like, I don't know, dumb laws. So I believe from when I first heard about this, I believe that it was said to be true, not just made up laws. Some of them, most of them are very old, so they don't necessarily pertain to today, or they are just so ridiculous that nobody would actually go through with this. But some of them are somewhat normal, just things you wouldn't think about. So I'm going to read a couple. These are from the state of California. So, let's see. So one of them, California prison workers will no longer be allowed to have sex with inmates. So that one is a pretty obvious one, as it should be a law. But what's funny about it is, does that imply that at one point it was so prevalent that they actually had to come out with a law regarding prison workers and not being able to have sex with inmates? That's interesting. It's unlawful to let a dog pursue a bear or bobcat at any time. That's very specific. So if you're walking your dog and you see a bear or a bobcat, don't drop that leash. Definitely don't. This one I know for a fact is true. This next one, it's not really a big deal, it's just interesting. But in San Jose and Sunnyvale, it's illegal for grocery stores to provide plastic bags. Interesting. How about this one? You may only throw a frisbee at the beach in Los Angeles County, California, with the lifeguard's permission. Very interesting. Animals are banned from mating publicly within 1,500 feet of a tavern, school, or a place of worship. That one cannot be real. So if two bears are mating, as they say, next to a school, what happens? Are they going to, are they saying so now they can legally shoot it because they have this law? And I wonder how many animals are aware of this law. So I find that to be pretty interesting. That's like saying, it's illegal for spiders to enter one's home without prior consent. That's basically the same thing they're saying right there, which is obviously ridiculous. Well, guys, the sad part about this story is this episode is about to end.
Peace out.